Merkel Media.
Lashback Fridays here on Macroaggressions, taking you back to May 4th, 2021. The illusion of freedom. Hey, if you want to convert some of your soon-to-be worthless Federal Reserve notes into tangible assets like gold and silver, or maybe even your IRA and 401k, talk to Tony Arterburn, our sponsor over at Wise Wolf. You can go to www.macroaggressions.gold. Now, please enjoy the show.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Keith Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have a Perdita!
Swangles in Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff to German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, Macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. How in the hell are you all doing? Oh, it's a crazy time to be alive, wouldn't you agree? I hope you enjoyed the Michael Halpern interview that I put out a couple weeks ago. I know Apple didn't enjoy it. They banned it. Yeah, they banned it. Well, they were a day late and a dollar short. They banned that interview after it went to number 3 in the United States, okay, that conversation in the government section of iTunes. So they must have figured it out after a couple of days, but it's too late. Hey, the censorship that we've been talking about, it's very real. You know, they will come for you. Not 1 minute late, or Milt will come for you. They will come for us all at some point. And that's the reason why we put this show out on so many different platforms. So if you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify or iHeartRadio or one of those places, well, be prepared to have a backup plan. Be prepared to have another place where you can find it. Because these organizations are going to continue doing what they do. That's why we've been having to make some plans. So, you know, one of the plans that we've made is to be on Rockfin, ROKFIN. If you haven't been to Rockfin, you got to go check it out. I mean, it's a really killer, video platform. There's two versions of it. You can do a free section and there's a free section and there's a paid section. So people that are like content creators can put their videos up and then they get to decide whether it's free or whether it's premium. If it's premium, then only the people that pay for Rockfin get to see that. But everyone else can just watch free stuff on Rockfin. You don't have to pay anything. But if you want to go and pay the $9.99 a month to get the premium content, well, then you don't just get my premium content. You get everybody on the platform's premium content. So it's like paying to get into a buffet of all of this content. And, you know, I've got 25 premium episodes up there, you know, 15 minute videos that I do on particular topics, really good stuff. So you can check it out. If you haven't been over there, I mean, and you're curious who is over there, who has channels, well, Jimmy Dore, Whitney Webb, Jason Burmess, Kim Iverson, Lee Camp, Abby Martin, Richard Medhurst, The Last American Vagabond is there, Derek Bros is there, Steve Poikonen, who we've had on this show here, Jay Dyer's got a show, Tinfoil Hat is there. If you're wondering where all the Tinfoil Hat videos went from YouTube, they're not on YouTube anymore. They're all in Rockfin. Isaac Weishaupt has a channel. Grimerica has one. Rogue Ways, who we did a swap cast with. Propaganda Report. Jamie Deluxe has. I mean, there's a ton of people over there. Ripple Effect. check it out. Yeah, definitely take some time and go over and check out Rockfin just as an alternative to all of the censorship. I mean, since I've got censorship on the brain with the Mike Halpern video, I figure we might as well plug Rockfin. I mean, I've been happy over there. They don't seem to care what we talk about as long as we're not advocating violence, which of course we never are. Although I might start after this Apple thing. I'm not kidding. Hey, so thank you so much to our sponsors that make the show happen. You know, the show that gets banned on iTunes. I'm sure the sponsors are not thrilled with that. But My Patriot Supply has been phenomenal to us. And I'll tell you what, man, if you're not thinking at least about getting yourself prepared on a variety of levels, mentally prepared, financially prepared, prepared with food, prepared with equipment. They have emergency survival food. They have really good stuff too. They have survival items. They have water filtration. They have air purification. They have seeds available for sale. I mean, you can do a lot of shopping in one place. So, and they even set up a website for us, preparewithmacroaggressions.com. If you go through that link, you'll save yourself some money. You'll get free shipping inside the continental United States, buy some vitamins, buy some water filters, you know? But seriously, do. I mean, if you don't buy it here, buy it somewhere. You know, go, if you can't swing it or you're not interested in this, I don't care. Just go to Costco. Get yourself some food. Go to Home Depot. Stock up on some things that you need. I mean, plan ahead and think about these things, because after 2020, you know, 2020 had always been like theoretical, like, oh, what if, you know, the supply chain breaks down? What if we need to do this X, Y, and Z, you know? Well, then it happened. Yeah, it happened on a small scale with toilet paper. But look what savages we turned into when toilet paper ran out. What do you think is going to happen when food is missing? You know, holy shit, people will be, I mean, you already see an old lady get knocked out on Black Friday just so that somebody can get a $4 DVD player. So, like, what do you think is going to happen when the stores are legitimately empty? Not CNN empty, where they take all the food and put it behind the camera. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the real shit goes down. So, I say get yourself prepared. If you want, you could do it through ours, preparewithmacroaggressions.com if you'd like, or you can, you know, start to accumulate things on your own. But please just take a couple minutes to think about that. I mean, you know, between that and C60 Purple Power that has been a great sponsor here, and Chemical Free Body, both of those you can use the promo code MACRO. I mean, we're talking about getting your health improved, getting you physically ready for things. My Patriot Supplies, getting you ready with tangible items. Hotep Jesus comes on, starts talking about Coinbit app, saying, hey, listen, man, this will automatically put some money aside for you to buy some Bitcoin and get yourself out of the fiat currency trap. That's it. That's what we have to be doing. We have to be thinking about this. If you're listening to shows like this, you're probably the type of person that, yeah, I mean, you probably have been ridiculed on some level for it. Or there's people in your life that are like, oh, what are you doing? You're wasting your time listening to that garbage. Well, I'll tell you what, if you just listen to the shows, that's great. And you will be informed. But there is an additional step that we all need to take. And that is to not, so first we're informed. Now we've acted on that. And now we're prepared. After the information that we've been given, we probably need to get ourselves prepared. So, I think that, you know, I think that is just a smart idea. Even if the shit never hits the fan, what's the worst that happens? You've got loads of food or you've got loads of supplies. I mean, it is the prime example of a situation where you would rather be 2 or 3 months early than 1 day late. So think about these sorts of things. Get out there and, get yourself ready. Buy some vitamins, as Alex says. Are you guys fans of Frank Zappa by any chance? I don't even really mean his music necessarily. But have you ever watched an interview with Frank Zappa? He passed away early 2000s. And, he's a musician and really interesting dude. You know, in some circles, best known for naming his kids Dweezil and Moon Unit Zappa, you know, which basically screams, I love acid to me, I guess. I don't know. But a real deep thinker in the way that, say, like a George Carlin was. And I think that there's a quote from him. Man, if it doesn't just sort of sum up the current situation that we're in, I don't know what does. I'm going to read it to you. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, they will pull back the curtains, they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater. That is where we are going. I can't say that we're totally there yet, because the illusion is still there, still out there. But there's major flaws and cracks in it. The United States has, you know, problems with being honest to its citizens, to foreign nations, to everybody. The illusion of freedom is just that. It's an illusion. We've never really been free. We've always had the illusion of freedom. You know, yeah, you're free to do X, Y, and Z. You're free to vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. You're not free to vote for somebody else. Not in a real sense. Yeah, you can write in somebody, but that's not happening. We have, as George Carlin said, speaking of George Carlin, 31 flavors. You can go to, in the United States, there's a Baskin Robbins ice cream store. 31 flavors is what they called it. 31 flavors of ice cream, 2 choices for president. You know, they give you the illusion of choice with all of these things. But on the really important issues, there's no choice. You know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, are there differences between the two of them? Yeah, of course. But at the core, they're controlled. So you might say, I like the red team or I like the blue team and that's my guy. And you get the right to vote, you know, that one time every 4 years, you get to go down there in November and cast your vote. You have the freedom to vote. You have the freedom to choose the president. Not really. You have the freedom to choose one of the two puppets that they put up there and then fight with everybody else about it for the next 4 or 8 years. But you're not really free. I mean, if you were really free, Ross Perot would have had an actual shot. Ron Paul, too. Dr. Paul. Not really. It's not real freedom. We have, in America, we're supposed to have freedom of speech. You might have heard of that. It's been promised to us. They wrote it in a constitution and everything. But we don't have actual free speech. We have the illusion of free speech. If you go and protest at certain venues, not all of them, certain venues, Capitol buildings and things like that. I'm not talking about the January 6th horseshit. I'm talking about just if you're going to go and do, you know, actually protest. In some of these instances, They have roped off areas, chain linked areas, fenced off areas, I should say, little small areas, and put signs there that say free speech zone. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this whole place was a free speech zone. No, it's not. No, that area over there behind all the chain link fences away from the real building, that's your free speech zone. If you want to have free speech, you have to go over there and have it. The fuck out of here with that. How dare you? And as disgusting as that is, and it's disgusting, a secondary component of that that makes me want to throw up are the people that then go and stand in the free speech areas. No. We don't do that. We don't participate in that. When you go to protest something, if that's your thing, and they have set up a free speech zone area for you, and they corral, they want you to go in there, it is your duty and obligation to not go in there. Do not validate that. Do not normalize that. You don't participate in that. The free speech zone is wherever you are. That's the free speech zone. Now, you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded movie theater and all that. Who's doing that anyway? I've been alive a long time. I've never seen that. I've never heard of anybody doing it. I've never heard of that ever happening. So we're not really concerned about that. That's an impractical thing. Telling somebody in America that they have to go to a designated area if they want to be able to say what's on their mind, well, that by definition should make it not America, because we have the freedom of speech. Now, does that grant you the right to say anything you want? Well, yeah, you can say whatever you want. However, you have to know and understand that there can be repercussions for the things you say. So just because you say them, it doesn't mean that you're free from consequences of what you say, but you should be allowed to say what you want to say. Even if it's offensive, even if I think it's disgusting, even if it goes against social norms and things like that, you know, I'm a purist in that sense. I'll defend your right to say it, even if I don't like it, because I don't want to get in that game of deciding what is allowed to be said and what is not allowed to be said. You know, you'll be judged by the things that you say. If you say something that is completely insane and preposterous or offensive towards a large segment of the people, be prepared for the pushback from that. Be prepared for it. You get the right to say it, but you don't have the right to deny reality and the costs associated with the things that you say. So, you know, within reason, right? A subset of this free speech zones is a little known fact that there are areas of the United States called constitution free zones. Did you know that? I've talked about it. I wrote about it in the Octopus book. And I think I've talked about it before. You can find it too. You can find the map of constitutional free zones in the United States. And basically what it is this. It is the edges of the United States from the shoreline from the shoreline in 100 miles, following the outline of the United States all the way around the United States. Everything 100 miles and shorter is part of a constitutional free zone that almost nobody knows about. Now, you might think, well, 100 miles in, that's not really, I mean, we're, what, 4,000 miles across or so? I don't know. That doesn't seem like much. Well, it is a lot in terms of population. Roughly 2/3 of America lives in that area. You know, it's Seattle, it's Portland, San Francisco, LA, San Diego, Phoenix, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, Tampa, all the way up the Eastern Coast, New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., all the way around the edges, Buffalo, Michigan, you know, Detroit, all those places, they fall in that zone. And it's about two-thirds of the people. Constitutional free zone. Did you know that? Well, I mean, it just, at some point, everyone will know that. When they decide that the Constitution is an outdated piece of paper and that we have to evolve and move on from that, they will then roll out the fact that, well, you know, by the way, two-thirds of you have been living in a place where the Constitution doesn't apply anyway. And you go, what? And they say, yeah. This is the way it's been for a long, long time. You didn't know that? No, of course not. Of course you would know it. Why would you even think to look for it? Why would you ever make the assumption that there is a thing called a constitution-free zone? And yet there is. The illusion of freedom is not, is in 2020, that's when we got our first real, like the mask came off and we saw how little freedoms we actually have. Canada. Have you seen the video of the guy at the church? Have you seen that? Police show up, try to close the church down. This guy flips out, throws them out of his church. Hockey on the pond. Remember that video in Canada? Police going out there dragging these kids off. Travel into Canada from out of the country. Where do they put you? In a re-education camp. I mean, a hotel that you have to pay for, where you have to quarantine because of, I don't know, the cold, the flu. How about Australia? Total lockdowns in Victoria. 3 kilometer radius from your house. Can't exceed that without papers, please. How about that lady that planned a protest on Facebook in Australia? The pregnant lady that planned the protest and videotaped it when the police showed up in her house and put her in handcuffs and took her away? You are free to do exactly what we tell you. You are free to do exactly what we tell you. Borders are still closed in Australia. You are free to do exactly what they tell you. You are not allowed to leave. You are not allowed to come in. Enjoy your freedoms. How about Britain? How about pubs with rules for the vaccinated and rules for the unvaccinated? Get your Bell's palsy out of my section. Go sit over there with the rest of the contaminated people. Enjoy your freedom to protest too. Go to Hyde Park in London, protest. But watch out for those cops. Watch out for the cops on horseback that come flying through with batons, start cracking skulls. You're free to protest. You're also free to get a concussion, maybe. How about St. Vincent, the island of St. Vincent in the Caribbean? Massive volcano erupts. Holy shit. You're stuck on this tiny island. You need to get out. We need to get out of here like yabba dabba doo, like super fast, you know? Pull up cruise ships. We got to help these people out. Only the vaccinated are allowed on it. Papers, please. You are free to get off of this island, provided that you've had a vaccine, an experimental rush to market vaccine that hasn't been tested on human beings. I mean, you know, besides all the human beings that it's currently being tested on, don't take the experimental vaccine, then you can die from molten lava. Have fun. Hey, we're filming Pompeii 2, Electric Boogaloo. Look at all these people are covered in ash, frozen in time. Look at all those dead anti-vaxxers who couldn't get off the island because the fucking cruise ships wouldn't let them on. How are those freedoms working out for you? We have to take care and vaccinate everybody on St. Vincent, you know, so that they'll be protected from a catastrophe, right? There's a gigantic volcano going off right behind you. Yeah, but we're talking about the COVID catastrophe. Fuck those people. Let them burn to death. You got to be vaccinated first. I mean, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to save lives here? Then get those people off the island. They're not trying to save lives. They're pushing an agenda. Because if it was really about saving lives, it would be everybody from St. Vincent that wants to get out of here and not turn into Pompeii, get on this boat and get as many boats as you can there and get them all off the island. That didn't happen. They made a specific designation that the only way you could get off was to show proof of vaccination. How fucking dare you? How dare you? And then you're going to say that this is in the interest of public health? Go fuck yourself. That is such a lie. It's so transparent. So public health only counts for COVID? It doesn't count for the goddamn volcano that is going off? If we can just save one life, it'll all be worth it. Hey, idiots, make sure you're social distancing as you drowned in molten lava. You're free to leave you're free to leave St. Vincent. You are free to leave as long as you get the vaccine. What about California? I mean, where do we start with California? But let's go back about 7 years. Want to send your kids to school in California? You're free to send your kids to school in California, provided that they've been vaccinated. SB 277, push that into law. All children must be vaccinated before attending public school, before attending any school. I grew up in California. I lived there for 35 years. Didn't stick around for that one. As soon as they passed that, packed up, moved. Bye. Not participating in that. So I guess I'm free to move, right? I guess they would say, well, you have freedoms. You have the freedom to move to another state. So I did with my family so that we wouldn't be forced to inoculate because the state tells you to. You see, the state has no say over your body. It's none of their business what you do to your body. They think they do. They think they can control what you put in it. They think they can control whether you take drugs or whether you get vaccinated or whatever. It is none of the state's business what you do with your body. But they'll make it their business. Because that's what authoritarian regimes do. There is no activity or detail too minute that they won't enforce it to the full extent of the law like psychopaths. Want to get on an airplane? You're free to get on an airplane. You're free to use your credit card and buy a ticket, get on an airplane and go wherever you want, provided that you're wearing a mask. You know those masks that don't work? You're encouraged to social distance. No, let me rephrase that. You're instructed to social distance throughout the airport. And then they march you down the jetway and put you on in a airplane with 300 other people that you're sitting 4 inches away from the guy on your left and your right, and maybe 2 or 3 feet from the guy in front of you and the lady behind you. You're free to buy that airplane ticket, but if you take your mask off even a little bit, even if you're a three-year-old, the flight attendants will drag you off the plane. The brain-dead sheeple people will cheer while somebody inevitably films it. You'll be banned from the airline for life, and you may even be arrested. Tell me again how free you are. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion. The illusion of a free press evaporated when Julian Assange was arrested. You're free to write whatever you want about the American empire. Just not that. Just not leaking the collateral murder video or the hundreds of and thousands of WikiLeaks documents. You're not that free. There's a limit to your freedoms. Want to get into a baseball stadium or go see a concert? Maybe go to a movie. You know what's coming? Vaccine passports. It's your ticket to freedom. No, you don't need a ticket to freedom. Freedom is freedom. If you're free, you can do what you want to. You don't need a ticket to it. Don't let these people co-opt the conversation about what it means to actually be free. They don't want you free. They want you controllable and controlled. You see, you know that comment, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about? Well, the government should apply that to themselves, right? If they're doing nothing wrong, then they should have nothing to worry about. But they certainly are worried about you sticking your nose in their business, aren't they? Why do you think that is? Do you think it's maybe because they're doing something wrong that they don't want you to know about? Why do you think they want to snoop on your emails? That's some freedom you got right there. So free that the NSA has a backdoor to everything. Masks are mandatory. You're free to eat at that restaurant, provided you put on a mask. When you walk in the front door and walk to your table, but as soon as you sit at your table, you can take the mask off because, you know, logic, science. In 2020, you were free to stand 6 feet, 1 inch away from people. But now the CDC's changing it. Now you're free to stand 3 feet, 1 inch away from people because science, once again, right? Right? You need a license for everything. Please tell me about your freedoms. As the police are shutting down your daughter's lemonade stand for not having the proper permit or the business license. You're free to open your lemonade stand just the minute you get a piece of paper and pay a fee. I almost said fine. What's the difference? To the state. You're not free to go sell your lemonade at a lemonade stand. The cops will break it up and write you a ticket for not having a license. You need a license for fishing. You know, pulling fish out of water in case what? You do it wrong? Yeah, listen, we can't have you fishing in here. You're going to fuck it all up. You're going to fish wrong. Got to get a license. Why? Because we said so. Why? Well, because we want to protect the fish. A license protects the fish? Well, you see, we set regulations on how much fishing you can do and where you can fish. Why? Look, it's a shakedown. They take your freedoms from you and then sell it back to you in a license. What a scam. And you wonder why I'm an anarchist. You wonder why I hate governments. If it wasn't for governments, who would sell you the license to fish? What about a marriage license? Do you think it's appropriate that the state get involved in your personal life, who you marry? It's none of their business. You know who's got it right? I'm going to say it. The Amish. I think I'm going to move to Pennsylvania and become Amish. I'm not handy. I will say that right now. I will not be building furniture, or not furniture you want to use, at least. And I've kind of got a head start on the beard part, which is maybe good, but I don't know, maybe not. You have to have a license to have a yard sale. You have to have a license to breed your dog, to go hunting, to drive, to own a gun, to go boating, to run a business, to sell raw milk. You need a license to sell raw milk. You need a license to be a Christmas tree vendor. In Texas, you need a license to be an interior designer. What's the criteria?
Well, your design work looks like shit, so I'm not going to give you a license. Not enough antlers in this. Where are all the gun racks? Not enough gun racks. License denied.
You need a license to close a business in Milwaukee. Why are you closing your business?
Well, because I mismanaged it and ran it into the ground and I haven't made any money.
Oh, well, did you get your license to close it? Do I look like somebody that got my license to close my business that I've run into the ground? What are you going to do? Fine me? I'm closing my business. My failure is implied. You're going to fine me on the way out? That's great. You need a license to teach. And yet we have the teachers that we have. I'm not trying to shit on all teachers, but look, we are in a world where the illusion of freedom is everywhere, but actual freedom is a little bit more obscure. It's a little harder to find. You have to actually seek it out. You'll find it in certain places. It's treated like gold too. When you see it, you know, we've been so beaten down over the years, and we've been trained and conditioned and taught to view our freedoms as some sort of liability or some sort of like, you know, that our freedom comes at the expense of everybody else, and that we're selfish for being free. Oh, what a lie. You're free to do whatever you want to do. You have to live within the reason, you know, you have to live within the consequences of that. you know, you can't pretend like there's no repercussions for doing stupid things or doing dangerous things. I mean, you're free to go base jumping if you want. Well, actually, you're not free to go base jumping now that I think about it. You will get ticketed for that. But in theory, it's your choice to go do it. Now, if you're, you know, you run the risk of, you know, the downside is you could die. But that is your freedom. When you land after that base jump and you land in a, let's say, a populated area, then in the cop standing there, he'll write you a ticket for doing that. The climate change, green, carbon-free push is yet another aspect of this that's coming to limit your freedoms under the guise of protecting you. Remember, they always do that. We're saving the world. And in order to save the world, well, you can't buy that car anymore. And you can't use that lawnmower anymore because it pollutes too much. So you've got to switch over to this. You can't use those light bulbs anymore. We're banning those light bulbs. We're going to a totally different type of light bulb because, you know, the earth. Like, the earth gives a fuck about what light bulbs you're using. Carbon output limits. That's where we're headed in this fourth industrial revolution. You're free to pollute up to a certain point, and then we cut your hands off. Or whatever. You're free to travel. Not really. Gotta have your license. The climate change scam. And look, I've done shows on that. You can dig back in the archives and find that. But the climate change agenda is, it's just an excuse to rebrand products as green certified and then make you buy a new one. It won't be enough that you, at early on, it will be, oh, do you like that new green lawnmower? And I don't mean color green. I mean, you know, carbon free or carbon less lawnmower there. Oh, it's great. Cool. Yeah. All right. It's available for sale now. Well, it's optional now. But there will come a day that the other one will not be allowed to be sold because we have to save the world. And your freedoms end where the rest of the world is concerned, right? You don't have the freedom to go buy that old lawnmower anymore. How dare you? Are you trying to kill grandma with your carbon? You know, the same carbon that plants need to grow, produce oxygen? It's so dumb. And where we are right now is that these people, these social engineers, these government stooges, these tech oligarchs, these propagandists, you see them busy at work. What are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're taking down the scenery right now, and they're pulling back the curtains, and they're moving the tables and chairs. That's what they're doing. You're not free to say what you want to say on social media. If that is crystal clear, after the last couple of years, you are free to talk about the established narrative. If you diverge from that very much, you'll find out just how free you are. Oh, but it's a private company and they have the right to do whatever they want. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. They're changing the rules on us. Middle of the game. Midway through the game, the rules are all changed, have all been changed. And guess what? When you get to the fourth quarter of the game, they'll change the rules on you again. Can't call someone by the wrong pronouns. You're not free to do that. You don't have the freedom to say that there are only two genders anymore. Well, maybe in some places, but it's becoming increasingly more difficult to do that. You're not free to call rioters rioters. You have to call them mostly peaceful protesters. Which, by the way, if you want to get a shirt that says mostly peaceful protests, I have them at the Macroaggressions, at the Octopus of Global Control store that you can get to from the website. If you're looking to trigger people at work, I would think that would probably be one way to do it. You don't have a right to privacy. Not anymore. Not since the Patriot Act was passed in the United States. You have the right to the illusion of privacy. But in any real sense, like Snowden said, all they have to do is you get on the wrong side of the authorities and they retroactively go back through your history, through your emails, through your social media, if you're on it, and build a case against you. That doesn't sound like freedom to me. You're free to, I mean, you put your money in the bank. It's your money, right? Go try to withdraw 10 grand in cash from your bank. If you have it there, get it out of the bank, by the way, side note, but try it and see what that does. See what sort of triggers. Forms that need to be filled out, questions from the bank manager. Well, we don't have $10,000 in cash here on hand. I mean, we have to scramble. Can I ask you what you need it for? No, you cannot ask me. I had a bank teller ask me when I was withdrawing money, what is this for? I said, it's to buy crack cocaine. And she just looked at me. I go, none of your business. She was like, oh. And she was like offended that I said anything to her. It's none of your business. I was not going to buy crack cocaine. She probably thinks that I was, and that's fine. None of your business, but try it. Try it to see, do a little test. See how free you are. You know, and frankly, these days, you can't even say that 2 + 2 = 4. Especially if you took Common Core math. If you took Common Core math, you will get marked, you will get partial credit for it. You won't get it all the way wrong because the answer is correct. But if you did 2 + 2 = 5 and then you showed all your work, how you got 5, you'll get that right in Common Core because you showed your work. Even if it's wrong, they say, we're really more concerned with the process. Well, if the process is giving you the wrong answer, then the process sucks. It's math. It's either right or it's wrong. It's not partially right. You know that bridge you drove across? The engineers that built that, they didn't get partial credit for their math homework. They needed to know exactly how much weight those beams will hold. Not Common Core math. There's a right answer. There's a correct answer. But hell, you can't even be a college professor and teach your class without some SJW going to the administration and saying, this teacher required this textbook. And in this textbook, I read something that hurt my feelings and made me feel all bad and icky inside. I want that professor banned. It's happening all the time. By the way, some new this year, some universities and colleges, mandatory vaccinations in order to attend class. Once again, mandatory experimental vaccine. And I put that in air quotes because it's a lot of them aren't real vaccines. mRNA, rush to market experimental gene therapy technology. Not my words. CEO of Moderna said it was gene therapy and that it would be installing an operating system in you. Make that mandatory before you go to Columbia? No. You can't make that mandatory. Well, then go to another school, anti-vaxxer. These days, you can't even collect rainwater on your own property in some places. In Oregon, I put this in the controlled demolition book, and I made sure to put a footnote to it because I knew that people would think it was make-believe. It's not. A guy got fined for collecting rainwater on his own property because the city said they own that rain. It's clown world. A subset of that is that you also can't plant a garden in your front yard because of homeowners association rules and CCNRs. I mean, you might want to. It might actually be a good idea to do that. I don't know, it might actually look kind of cool too. But look, I've been in real estate for 20 years. Good luck with that. I've never seen a case where that got approved. You cannot say that the 38 million cases of the flu didn't disappear. You can't say that anymore. That's anti-science. It did disappear. It went from 38 million down to 1,822 cases, according to Fox News. If you say that it looks like they're cooking the books on those numbers, then you're anti-science, an anti-vaxxer, and spreading dangerous disinformation, and you might even be a domestic terrorist.
America, land of the free, home of the brave.
What a sales pitch that's been. A gigantic lie, just like almost everything else that you hear from the media and the government and all of the establishment organizations and institutions. You're free. Yeah. Yeah. You're so free that you can't even say that BLM is a terrorist organization. You can't say that because then you're a white supremacist. Even though BLM was out there funding the rioters. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant mostly peaceful protesters. I almost forgot. And don't you ever let me hear you say that people that were born men can't play women's sports. That's transphobic. That's bigoted. It's neither of those things. It's called a safety precaution. Some big dude who's decided this week that he's going to identify as a girl and then just go dunk on people all day long in high school basketball. But, oh, this chick had 74 points. Really? Well, she's amazing. Is it Lisa Leslie? No, not Lisa. I remember Lisa Leslie was a high school basketball player at Morningside who had like 101 points in a game once. I know this because she was my next door neighbor at USC. She was really nice too, but she scored 101 points. One of the few women that could ever do that. These days, it would be like some LeBron James looking dude who's like, I identify as a woman, and then just goes in there and just starts dunking, throwing down tomahawks, elbows up, everything, you know. Can't talk about that. Can't oppose critical race theory, or else you are a white supremacist as well. So what's happening is that the acceptable topics, the agreed upon topics that are up for discussion, are becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. You're no longer allowed to have any sort of questions or debate about vaccine safety. You can't have that. The science is settled. Hillary Clinton told you. Didn't you get the memo, dummy? She told you it's settled. You know, except for when Fauci says you don't wear a mask, and then he says wear a mask, and then he says wear two masks. But, you know, or when the CDC says 6 feet and then they change it to 3 feet. But the science is settled. It's totally 100% settled until it isn't. And science is never settled. It's a work in progress. It should be. Now, there are some scientific conclusions that you can come to and that may not change, which is, you know, if you decide you want to go, inject plutonium into you, you will drop dead. Okay. That's a fact. Now, is the science settled on that? It is settled on that for now. Yes. If you'd like to challenge it, go for it. But there are certain components of science that are open for debate, regardless of what the scientific community tells you, regardless of what Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks, a guy who just got owned by the Steak'em Twitter account, owned by them. I want to get the Steak'em Twitter account on this show. Savage, whoever you are out there, hero. Don't mention you're not allowed to have a variation of opinion on reparations. You know, you can't scream on a roller coaster in California. You can't open your business in Southern California, or Eric Garcetti will turn the water off on it. How are those freedoms working out for you? You have the freedom to drive your business into the ground through government mandates and not be compensated for that because of a virus with a 99.97% survival rate and a median death age of 80 years old. You can't. The beatings will continue until morale improves. That is the government's philosophy on this. this whole thing. There is no law so too obscure or unnecessary that the state won't defend it to psychopathic means, psychopathic ends. Lady playing in the park with her kid, no masks on. Police come arrest her. Handcuffs, literal handcuffs for the lady. You can't mention what you see with your own eyes, even. I saw Biden falling down the stairs. No, you didn't. He was adjusting himself as he was going up the stairs onto Air Force One. President green screen. I mean, President Biden definitely did not fall three times going up those stairs. I saw it. No, you didn't see that. No, Snopes said that didn't happen. He was adjusting his hand position as he was going up. So just shut the fuck up. Those people are rioting. No, they're not. No, they're not. I'm going to meet with the mostly peaceful protesters. Why are you wearing a helmet? Mayor of Minneapolis? Because they're violent. Rioters. That's why you're wearing the helmet. Can't talk about vaccine damage. That person got a vaccine and then dropped dead the next day. Must be a coincidence. Can't talk about that. Hey, well, that person was in perfect health. They went in, they got the vaccine, they dropped dead the next day. Do you think it might be the vaccine? No, can't ever possibly. No, it can't be the vaccine. Hey, I don't think it's a good idea that the United States Treasury and the Federal Reserve printed up 40% of all U.S. dollars in circulation in 2020. That sounds like hyperinflation is coming. You're not allowed to talk about that. No, I think I want to do something to get out of that. I think I want to buy Bitcoin or some sort of cryptocurrency or gold, physical gold or physical silver. Well, you're free to buy physical gold or physical silver. We're just going to need to know where you are, who bought it, and have all this information on our records in case we need to, you know, check it out later, i.e. confiscate it. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, they will pull back the curtains, they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, I give you the brick wall. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends, family, friends, enemies, frenemies, anyone you can think of. The algorithms do not care for this show, as you might have noticed when I talked about the Mike Halpern episode being taken down. So it's up to you to share this, get it out to everybody that you know. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.